And now that you have a picture or feeling of your timeline, take a moment to identify the emotion that you want to heal today. And these may be in the form of anger, upset, sadness, fear, nervousness, hurt, or guilt. And also identify any limiting beliefs that stop you from feeling your confident self. An example may be not feeling good enough or feeling like I can't do this. Now we want to ask your unconscious mind, your emotional mind, to assist you in healing this emotion and also the limiting belief. Now you may want to do this with your eyes closed because it makes it easier to work with the unconscious mind that way, and then you can make a journey inside. So to start, bring your timeline to mind again and just notice it. And then in your mind, imagine that you can float up above your timeline and over to the past, all the way to this event that you have identified. Drifting, floating, staying above the timeline, looking down until you get to this event. And then when you get there, make it so that you can look down on this event. So you're staying above it, looking down on the event. And then ask your unconscious mind, your emotional mind, what it needs to learn from the event, the learnings of which will allow you to let go of the emotions easily and effortlessly. And your unconscious mind can store the learnings, so they'll always be there for you when you need them in future. And what are you learning? And we want to learn, not with a mind. We don't want to think about it. You want to feel your way through this process. So you want to learn with your heart, your emotions, your feelings, your unconscious mind, your gut feel, your intuition. And so what are the kind of learnings we're looking for? Perhaps you notice something now that you couldn't see then. Perhaps you gain new insights, new perspectives. And continue to reflect and integrate the learnings, the wisdom, the insight, any new perspectives. And what we're really looking for is positive learnings for yourself that can assist you in your future. What positives have come out of this for you? What have you learned about it that's good for you? Sometimes we learn about other people, but that's not what this process is about. It's more about learning about yourself, your own emotions, your own values, how you have grown and evolved as a person as a result of this experience. The more you reflect and learn, the easier you release and let go and heal the emotions. And what else are you learning? and you'll know you've got all the learnings when the emotions begin to release. And sometimes these emotions don't release straight away. And in that case, you can ask yourself, will it help to bring forgiveness to the other person? And you do that not for them, but for yourself, for your own peace of mind's sake, so that you can release and let go. And you can just do that in your own mind by imagining you say to that person, I wasn't happy about what happened, but I forgive you so I can feel at peace and move on. Sometimes it may feel like you want to ask them for forgiveness. And you can also just do that in your mind by saying, I'm sorry for what happened. Please forgive me. And sometimes we need to forgive ourselves. Perhaps you were a bit hard on yourself. Or perhaps you had harsh, critical words in your own mind about yourself. And you can do that now in your own mind, as if you say to your own unconscious mind, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And in this way, you bring love and kindness and acceptance to yourself. Through every process, you're learning and growing. And now you also know what you'll do differently next time. To learn about the positives, it may help to reflect on your growth, who and what you've become as a result of this experience. Everything happens for your own growth in wisdom and understanding and insight. Perhaps you understand other people differently now. Perhaps you've gained insight in yourself. Perhaps you want to do things differently in future. Perhaps you want to consider yourself or others differently in future. And once you feel you have all the learnings, and you feel a change in how you feel inside, then float further back along your timeline to before this event, well before the event, or before the chain of events that led to that event. And then check inside yourself, where are the emotions now? And yes, they will have disappeared now because you are well before the event. And now with the old feelings gone, just notice how you feel instead now. Who and how were you before? That's who you truly are still. What positive feelings did you feel? What did you believe or know about yourself? And what are you able and capable of being or doing? Perhaps you notice your natural happiness that's always there inside you, and now it can come to the fore again. Perhaps you notice your natural confidence that's always been there inside you, as it is who you are in yourself. And now you can be your natural, happy, confident self again. Feel the feelings in your body. And then bring these feelings with you now. And then come back to now above your timeline, only as quickly as you can let go of all the emotions on all the events, all the way back to now, learning, reflecting, and letting go all the way back to now. Perhaps you see the emotions like beads on a string, and because you have learned and reflect, these beads will already come apart. But now you can imagine, just as you come back, that you can wipe those beads of emotions off your timeline, those beads of limiting beliefs. And you can replace them now with this happy feeling and this feeling of your own natural confident self. All the way back to now. Learning, releasing, letting go. And you do this with your unconscious mind. We can do it quickly, yet thoroughly. Learning, releasing, letting go, all the way back to now. And then when you come back to now, float down into now and come back and open your eyes. And then just take a moment to check how you feel now. And then we just want to go and test. So we're going to go back on the timeline and just do a bit of a test now. And so as you close your eyes again, bring to mind that event on which you just worked. Take yourself back to that event now, and this time, instead of being above it, looking down on it, just drop right into that event. And notice how it feels different now. Notice how it's just a memory, free from the emotions. And that means it's healed. You've taken the goodness from it, the wisdom, the learnings. And now you can release it and let it go. If it's not quite clear yet, you can always repeat this process. If it's clear now, you can bring yourself back here. And perhaps there's another recent event where you didn't quite feel your confident self. And go back to that event now. That may be something that just happened the other day. And as you go back now, how does that feel different now? And how might that have been different if then you were your happy, confident self? Just imagine how it might have been different. And even that gives you wisdom and insight. And then you can bring yourself all the way back again. Back to now, and just staying there, because now we just want to go out into the future for a moment. So just notice your future timeline now. Imagine you can see yourself going about in future. How might you feel different in yourself? And we just talk about the near future, yes, also the distance future. But even in the near future, how might you go about differently? How might you act differently now that you are your happy, confident self again? And now that you know, not only are you good enough, but that you have your own unique gifts and talents, and you can do anything you put your mind to, and enjoy the experience. And now, knowing that you have created your future afresh, You can bring yourself back here and open your eyes and just notice how you feel different now.